There you go.
Wait, whose podcast are we doing now? Yours or?
No, we're doing it. We're doing
the same. We're doing ours?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So you're just going to introduce yourself?
You know what's up, fool.
We got video too?
Video's recording.
So we're introducing ourselves and talking about how we all know each other?
Yeah, Whatever you guys want.
That's fucking.
So just what you're going to do is introduce yourself and then the podcast and then bring me in.
Okay. And then we could just.
And then we just ran off.
Until we hit about 30 minutes or so.
We'll hit at 35.
35.
I can cut and edit.
What's that rich guy that just died?
Rich guy that just died?
Yeah, like he was mad rich.
Dude, I recognize that guy.
He was mad rich, like I forgot his name.
Rich dude who just died.
Yeah, you don't know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, never mind. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
That's dude. Isn't he familiar?
He looks familiar.
Like I've seen that dude before.
I think so. Yes. Yeah, I just don't know his name.
Edgar.
I heard he killed his mom because he couldn't go to the CrossFit show.
Hey. What the heck?
All right. 3, 2.
Welcome to Coffee Tigers. My name is Jose. I am a co-host to my co-host right here, Angel.
What's up, everyone?
This is my lovely wife, Sylvia.
What it do?
And we got our benefactor, Ace Murdoch, right here.
The lovely Ace Murdoch.
Comedian.
Returning guest, yes. For those who know, the Bangladesh.
Oh, yeah. Returning guest for the 10th time, probably.
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah. How is everyone? We haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah. Since, like, last summer?
Yeah, fall? I think so.
I don't remember.
I'm a Palm Sunday your pussy. That was like one of our best.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes I meet up with some of our listeners.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, "What happened?" And I just tell them like lies. I'll be like, "Angel had sex with me," and then he can't look me in the eye anymore.
Yeah, it's got weird, awkward. Bro. I come hard.
He blew out his back.
No, yeah, like we have recorded because of me.
I'll blow
out
your back.
If you follow me. Like if you follow me, you know what's kind of going on, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm choosing to stay private about it.
That sounds. It's good.
And but yeah, like, you know, trying to get back to it, you know, I feel like I'm okay doing
that. And then I don't think I have to explain to our followers how hard life is, you know, just having to go to work and then like
for real,
the bills and shit.
Everyone who listens is a homie, like we got mad love for you and we hope you're doing okay, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's dealing with some bullshit right now and
we all gotta succeed and be happy, dog.
Yes.
Money, dog. I'm trying to make that fucking money right now, bro.
First of all, you have to find what you like doing, and the money will come.
Yes.
Bro, I already.
If it doesn't come, I'll come.
Hey.
I'm like, fuck, I'm broke.
That's where I'm at right now. I literally got 50 cents in my bank account. But anyway, I'm gonna get paid this weekend. So thanks to comedy and the gods.
Dude, I had like $12.75 like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
One time I Googled how long can I live without food. And it's like 28 days, I think.
28 days later.
I'll say you would do that, bro.
Yeah. Now I have ChatGPT, so like we have full on conversations and shit. Pretty interesting.
Jose is looking like a cholo ass gangster right now, bro. He's looking cholo skater right now.
He looks like a Mexican Unabomber.
He does. He's got a grizzly Adams thing going on,
bro,
here.
You got a sexy ass beard for real.
I wish I can grow a fucking beard, but this mustache.
Dude, you
this
got
mustache
a fucking
good.
Mustache that eats pussy, bro.
Shit.
Your shit is fucking.
This motherfucker's a conqueror. That's, I mean, he just takes over.
I have trouble with my mustache, dude. But my beard.
Your beard, strong. Too. Your beard's pretty solid, man.
Yeah,
I got that fucking. A thunderstripe right here.
So does Jose.
But that's like my mustache gets me in trouble. Or it used to, not anymore.
No.
I used to go to the bars and stuff. Like right now, it's sleeping. Like it's not calm.
It's dormant.
Not, yeah, it's chilling right now. It's hibernating.
It's hibernating like
Sylvia,
a bear.
It is dormant.
But the thing is, like I used to go to the bars, and then girls were like, "Oh, I love your mustache." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you." And then I'm like, look over, I'm like, oh, that's their boyfriend looking at me.
Hey.
And they're like, oh, let's kick it. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
solid. I'm straight. But yeah, this motherfucker gets me in trouble for sure.
Yeah.
But it's all I can grow. I mean,
JT.
Like, before this, I used to just fucking have the goatee. And I was like, oh, you just want to look like Chino Moreno. I was like, no, this is all I can grow.
Oh, man, dude. We were both at the CrossFit shows like a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
And like Sean invited us up. Sean. Is the
Sean Lopez?
Shout out to Sean Lopez.
Shout out to Slopes.
If you don't know who crosses as Chino's from Deftones, that's a side band.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And like we were up there,
and Sean
like,
from Far.
Bro, he totally fucking embraced me, dog. And like I had a fucking moment. Like I was like, was like that, bro.
Don't cry. Like, don't cry.
Don't fucking cry. I'll fucking make an idiot of myself.
You know what's it's crazy? It's crazy that we're chilling there, right? And then, like, these guys that we look up to.
Dude. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're homies with them now.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a weird way. It's like, I felt weird because I was up front row at the, I think the, well, up front row on the first show.
Yeah.
And then Sean grabs his guitar and he's looking to the audience because it's the first show, so he's embracing it. And it's just like Finding Waldo. He found me. He's like, what the fuck? he just flipped me off. I'm like, I know you got that on your GoPro somewhere, bro, and I need that footage.
He sent me a GoPro video of me, like, when they played in Frisco back in the day.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
This was like the first Crosses tour. Mm. And like, before damn, it was
2014.
I found out about Crosses before it was called Crosses. They were like Holy Ghost, you know?
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, he sent me a video, and I'm just vibing to his fucking Chente song right there, you know, before they go on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, Chino totally embraced me, and I was like, I had a moment. I was like,
oh, God. You had a fangirl
dude,
moment?
Dude, I have
fan a boy moment.
Fanboy?
I still have a video clip somewhere. I'll probably send it to you if I don't have it on my Instagram. But it's Chino, where he was playing in Palms, and we're in some small little spot in Hollywood. I forgot what the name of the venue is.
Not the Troubadour?
Yeah, I think it was
that's
that
where
one.
We were at that show.
I think
bro,
so.
The Troubadour was yeah, legendary.
Tight show.
And then he looks at you, and he says something like, "Come on, Angel, hook him up with some chanclas." I forgot the rest of the premise, but I just caught that clip.
The Gosling Stare one. Remember that shit? The
yeah.
Greek.
Yeah.
Dude, my dick moved.
So when, oh God, what the fuck?
So when they were playing they were doing the Palms tour, they did a Q&A. Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They did it at a Hollywood Yeah, the Tower, whatever, fucking Capitol Records.
Yeah, it was in Hollywood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we were there, and then, like, some lady came on, and she's like, hey, do you guys want to, like, enter a question that you might want to ask the band?
Yeah, the band's going to do a Q&A.
And I totally, like, without even thinking about it, I disrespected them, like, nasty.
I they fucking suck.
No, I asked them,
place.
I'm like, yeah, can I ask Chino when Team Sleep is coming back? And it's like they're there to promote Palms, and I'm asking when another band is coming back.
Chino's like, what the fuck? I'm not even playing with it right now.
So like when we went to go sit down, like I felt Chino like knew exactly where I was in the crowd, and he looked at me for like a cool 5 seconds.
That motherfucker right there.
How's this motherfucker gonna like ask some stupid ass shit like that?
I was like, do blondes have more fun?
Oh yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Was that your question?
He's like, why do you think I'm back? I'm like,
that was
funny.
A pretty good
you got
question,
a culo, bro. You got a culo.
But yeah, this is supposed to be like the introductory video to Coffee Tigers.
this is basically it.
Yeah, this is it. This is
and JT's fan bases. Like they're like, what the fuck?
We got eight. this is us. We just sit around, shoot the shit,
yeah,
talk
so
about
the shit.
Bands we like, especially Deftones. Because sometimes that's all we know each other.
Where are you guys from? So our newer viewers, where are you guys from?
Where like? Where do we grow up?
Eagle Rock locals, right here.
Yeah, we're from Eagle Rock. Yeah.
I live in San Fernando.
The Eagle,
valley.
Silent.
California, the Valley.
The Eagle's Nest. And Ace?
Ace, where are you from, bro?
I'm from everywhere. Alien Empire, though.
Ooh, the IE.
Whoa. Ace is like, my dick is for a fucking sale, bro. JT, where are you from, bro? Southeast LA.
Ooh, shout
JTA
out Southeast LA.
Oh, the camera angle is from Southeast LA.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, man. We just did a show at the Rec Room in Huntington Beach, California.
Nice.
We had a good time. It was a wild night. I feel like we all did good. We're finding ourselves that night. Nah, he didn't bomb.
He's saying he bombed. Is that true?
I think here's the thing with comics, and this 100% includes me. We always think we do worse than we really did.
Because
we're our own worst critics, especially when you're on stage, bro. You're trying to entertain people, and you feel like the crowd's not feeling you.
Mm,
and if you feel that, but it's different when you start showing it. When you start showing it, then they definitely are not feeling you.
Yeah.
I seen some people just die up there. Like, died. Like, they fucking, I'm good. I'm going to give time back to the room. When you hear a comic says, I'm giving time back to the room.
Oh.
They failed. They legit failed. I will go down with that fucking shit.
Bro, I said some stuff. Life right now.
I said some stuff on that stage on Saturday, and I did not notice that there's two gentlemen in the front of the pride side.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And so I doubled down, and I said some more stuff, which I'm probably gonna put that clip up when I get that clip from you,
yes.
From JT. But they gave me a high five at the end, so like I was telling people to relax. Like if they're fucking laughing,
if they're cool with it, yeah.
Yeah, if they're laughing, we should all be laughing.
Yes. Bro, when I make jokes and I'm uncomfortable, man.
One thing I learned in doing this in the last 3 years of like going hard into the paint is you can't give a fuck up there.
Yes.
Mm. You can't give a fuck, because if you give a fuck, you can tell when you give a fuck because you hesitate what you're about to say. Yes. If you don't hesitate what you're about to say, and it's going to be like taboo or on that line of, ooh, he said something crazy. If you hesitate to say that and you don't say it with power behind your vocals, yes, it's not going to hit, bro.
It's like me fucking Jose, taboo. Yeah. That's a good working title.
So I recently watched a movie, had gay characters.
Mm-hmm. All of Us Strangers.
All of Us Strangers. Dope ass movie.
Is that on Netflix? Or?
It is on Hulu, I think.
Hulu.
Yeah.
It has a crazy like theme and twist at the end.
They're all straight.
No, so like they have sex, and I'm like, I'm really uncomfortable, but I'm enjoying the movie.
Yeah.
But then they have sex again, and I'm like, okay.
Did you get hard, bro?
Huh?
Did it move the second time?
Nah.
Did the needle move?
No, nothing like that.
And you're hard, huh?
I was trying to explain it to him. I'm like, okay, you're a straight male. You like sex. You like to have sex. Now imagine you've got two men in the same room. You know, there's gonna be more than your usual amount of sex in a movie like that. So
I suppose
that's
so.
The way I look at it. You know,
the way I see
double
it,
the pleasure.
The way I see it, if you watch porn and you're watching another guy get his dick sucked, you're kind of gay.
I enjoy that shit, bro.
Kind of gay.
Good for the guy. Yes.
You're cheerleading by drinking yourself like, off to something
it,
like.
Get it, bro.
Oh, that's yeah, all, bro.
Dude, mad love for the boys, bro.
Yeah, that's like getting another guy and just cheering on the sideline, dog. Put me in, coach. No, you're just a fucking bench warmer, motherfucker. Relax.
I'm into like certain scenes, you know, like sometimes I'm into like BJ videos and other times I'm into like reverse doggy videos. You know what I mean? I'm in like
weird. I wasn't really into porn to begin with. When I was a kid, yeah. Like I used to like have Playboys and stuff like that.
You didn't have a choice back then.
I didn't have YouTube yet.
Yeah. There was no Pornhub.
Dude, I had the fucking China Playboy magazine. I was like, this thing's a dude. Yes. Why am I so turned on?
So back in the day, like porn wasn't easy to come by like it is today.
Come by?
Bro, do you remember staying up late and it's having the wiggles on the TV just to catch a nipple?
Scrambled.
Like American Pie, yeah.
Yeah, scrambled nipples.
Yeah.
I think, was that a girl or a guy? Fuck it, I'm already deep. Let's go.
who cares?
And then when we got cable with a Skinamax, I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't get any of that, bro.
Kids are spoiled nowadays. Yeah, they got porn at the palm of their hands. Like it's in
there's
their
apps.
Yeah, there's apps.
It's
this.
Called OnlyFans now.
I was telling my
mom, I need $10 for my Digimon
Gilbert
monster.
You guys know who Gilbert is. You guys know who Gilbert is. All
we
the
do.
Homies, the
that
hardcore
is friend,
fans know
friend
Gilbert
of the
is.
Show, Gilbert. Friend yes. Show.
Shout out, Gilbert.
Shout out
I was
to
like,
Gilbert.
Bro, you should start OnlyFans because he's like a handyman type of dude. Like, he knows how to do shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you should do a OnlyFans handyman, but with your dick out, you know?
So like nude, like, but like screwing in light bulbs.
But seriously, though, you should do that.
Hey, sometimes, like, you're like driving in a nail and you hit your thumb. What if you hit your dick,
bro?
Yeah, if I saw fucking
it's not OSHA safe.
OSHA, is this okay?
Happens. Hey, how you been, bro? You doing good?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain.
How's your career going?
I don't know.
I love you guys.
I don't know.
Don't know or you guys have heard Ace Murdoch on the podcast before?
Yes, he is also a friend of the show.
Friend of the show. He's a very successful comedian right now.
Talented?
I wouldn't say successful. I think I'm just very lucky.
Talented? Would you say you're a talented comic?
I'd say I'm trying.
I'm gonna be
humble,
bro.
As fuck.
You're good, bro.
Okay,
you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
No, I appreciate it, man. Dude, let me tell you something. Getting paid is dope. And getting paid a couple $100 for 10 minutes of your time is dope.
Mm-hmm.
But the best compliments, I think, or the best things that I feel are dope out of this comedy thing is getting these compliments of, like, this one guy was, like, feeling sad because his dog died. And I know how it is to have, like, your best friend, like, dog, your pet, pass away. It sucks.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I want just to go have beers. And then I saw there was comedy at this bar, and I happened to be up. Like, I was barely going up. And he sat down, and he's like, dude, he's like, you made me forget about everything for 15 minutes. And I was like, that's shit money can't buy.
Yeah,
I had a lady come up to me crying.
Moments, man.
Crying, and I was like barely starting comedy, and I was like, "What the fuck do I do?"
Because I'm not used to people coming up to me. I like to be left alone.
He's just like, I don't know what to do. Oh, yeah.
Jerk off with those tears.
Lube.
There you go.
You know, yeah, but yeah, those compliments of people coming up and telling me that, hey, you made me forget about my problems, man. Thank you. Aww. Those things fucking last forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but comedians are demented. Sometimes I go in and I get more problems.
Hey, that's my show.
If you don't leave here with some problems.
I think through the whole this career, I guess you want to call it, there's two big accomplishments. One happened at the beginning of this year, and then one happened like 3 years ago. One of my friends had like a brain tumor, and we did like a fundraiser, and we did comedy.
Yeah, we were there.
Like a benefit, right?
Yeah, a benefit show.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was fucking dope because people came out. Mind you, it's not easy to bring people to a show.
No.
It's a hustle to do that. And then for people to respect me and show up, and we did the thing. We did the thing, man, and it was beautiful. We raised a good amount of money for her. I mean, for being unknown comics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Strangers came and everything, and just the friends, the homies popped up and showed support. Her family showed support. Was dope. And then my second biggest accomplishment was my birthday show at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Ooh, that was not that long ago. That was like, what, a month ago?
A month ago. Yeah, January. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I was sweating bullets because I only had 2 weeks to sell tickets. I ended up bringing 100 people.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, shit. There's a little bit more than 100 people there, but I brought personally 100 people.
Nice. That was just so fantastic show.
Yeah, it was dope. I appreciate everyone that was on that show, too, man.
Shout out to, you want to shout him out, or?
Yeah, who was El Gordo Mamon. Ernesto, this is his podcast, by the way, his podcast room.
Thank you, Ernesto.
Thank you. Ernesto, thank you.
Thank you.
When I went to go pick up the keys, I went in for a hug, and it wasn't reciprocated.
He was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he remembers you.
He's like, hey, I'm not fucking gay.
That's funny. Okay, that's why that text message you sent me. He's like, what's up with your friend? I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't think he had seen you with this beard. You look like a completely different dude.
He's like, hey, fool, you trying to get stabbed ripped, or what?
I know, he's just a homie, you know what I mean?
Hey, we kind of look like this on the block.
That's kind of weird, dog. This is North Hollywood, not West. Shout out to him, man. Me and that guy, we push each other at every show we're on. Doesn't matter if I go first or he goes first, or I go second or he goes second.
Right.
We're always pushing the limit to be better, because we don't want to be in that comfort zone. So shout out to that guy, man. That guy's working really hard. He's doing a lot of good things. Jay Valentino, was it El Gordo Mamon, Ernesto Ledesma, Jay Valentino,
Jay,
and Richard Villa.
Ah,
yes, was Richard. On there. Hey, Jay,
Ricardo,
who was Jesus Sepulveda? Baba? He was on my show, right? He did a pop-in. Jesus Sepulveda. I can never pronounce his last name.
Sepulveda. Yeah.
Shout out to my boy. Sorry, I can't say your last name, dog.
You're
never
right.
Gonna work that's in this town again. So, no, man, the show was beyond amazing. I closed out the show, so I headlined my first show. Was my birthday show at the Ice House, and I did 25 minutes, and I still had shit to say. I think I had the 40 in me that night.
That's
yeah, and they let me at 25, and then they flashed me again at 27, like, and I was like, "Get the fuck off the stage!"
Well, no, this is your show, but fucking
get the fuck off the stage! You ran out of time.
Ya córtale.
But yeah, man, it was a beautiful show. So I think that was one of my second biggest accomplishments that I ever had. But
chicken strips are ready, fool.
But other than that, it's just been a fun up and down roller coaster. The pressure's there, man. The pressure is always there. Your peers are watching, your people are watching, and don't get it wrong, man, the haters are watching.
You know? Yeah.
The haters are watching big time, and doesn't matter. Come through. Talk about me, good or bad, as long as you keep talking. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because that's one thing about, like, comedy, is that there should not be a reason for competition.
No, sir.
There's enough for everyone.
There's enough crowds for everybody. But I get it. I'll be lying if I said none of us was up there for attention or for our own personal ego. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. When I told people I wanted to be a comic, people were like, what the fuck? You hate people. Like, yeah, I kind of do. But I like making them laugh.
Yeah, and making fun of them.
Yeah, making fun of them, have a good time.
Yeah.
As long as we're having a good time, fuck it. But I don't stay around and I don't kick it with people. Just kind of go home after, like, after the fans are gone, the audience is gone. And I was like, oh, there's no reason for me to be here. I'm out. And it's just business. That's just, I stand on business.
Bro, I haven't been to a comedy show forever. Like,
bro, come. We got.
What's the next one, Nace? What's the next
one? We got the next one is, we're in Bakersfield this Friday, March 1st. And then we're in Bellflower, March 2nd.
I got some homies in both cities.
I'm yeah.
Bellflower.
And then there's the Covina one, but I'm not on that. Richard, I'm traveling with Richard. He put other people on there, which is a smart move. He needs to. Well, we already been there fucking, what, 3-4 times.
Mm.
You know? I agree with Richard. He's like, oh, I'll put you on, but we already done it. I'm like, dude, do whatever you got to do. I'm not one of those comments going to get butthurt.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he didn't put me on. Oh. Fuck it, huh? Produce a show. Produce your own shows. Fucking do your thing. Trust me. The crowds will come if you do something on your own. But we got those shows going on. We got the Ice House back on the 22nd, and I'm at the Ontario Improv on the 13th. All with Richard Villa. Shout out to Richard Villa, man.
Shout out to Richard Villa.
They just fucking remodeled the Ice House, huh?
It has been remodeled. It's really, really nice.
It's super nice, bro.
Yeah.
The VIP room?
They closed fucking Slater's.
Oh, Slater's 50-50?
They closed that
shit. Shit, those were good burgers, man.
Where at?
Fuck.
In Pasadena, bro. On Raymond, I think.
During the pandemic, couldn't stay up or what?
Probably. It wasn't really a to-go place, you know, it was to hang out. It was a hangout bar. There's a place.
So after my birthday, I found out there's a bar right behind the Ice House. So the after party for the Ice House, I'm just going to kick it over there at that bar.
Right on. So look him up, everybody.
Bro, text me your days. We don't have Instagram.
Yeah. I'll text you my days, brother. I know you're not on IG anymore.
He's on the Stone Age now, so.
Yeah. I know, right now,
it's good, though, bro. It feels good, man.
Right now, I'm stuck on, like, learning how to edit correctly, chop the fat and correct the audio and everything on videos.
Yes.
So I'm getting paid to do that right now on the side, which is only going to benefit me.
That's good, I mean, man. I'm trying to
make I got videos and videos of, like, a lot of my nights I did stand-up. And I'm like, dude, I can't wait to edit my shit. it's gonna be fucking dope. I got crowd work I haven't released. I got jokes that I just said to throw away that I can post. But now that I'm learning how to edit correctly, it's gonna look fucking fire. I'm gonna try to catch up to Renee Vodka.
Ooh,
what's Renee's hilarious, bro.
I love Renee, man. Renee,
the leg.
Shout out Renee to Renee Vodka.
The leg.
Renee Vodka has shown me nothing but love. Ken Flores, shout out to Ken Flores.
Shout out to
Alfred
Ken
Robles.
Oh yeah, that's Alfred.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
The Gato Vato.
Who? Hell yeah, man! I love that guy. That guy's fucking awesome.
Jose, you have
they're
his
all funny, bro. Like I follow them on when I was on Instagram. I followed all of them.
Man. Yeah,
they're hilarious, bro.
Funny guys.
Yeah, six something. Yeah, 400K. And these guys,
followers?
Man, Alfred's killing it, bro. Because like last year, or like no, not now. Well, like 2022, he was at like 60,000. Followers in less than a year, he's at 400,000 followers and counting.
Damn,
that's what's up.
That's great. Yeah.
He's always
we're like a 119.
We're catching up to you.
He's always showing me love, man. That guy's always showing me love, and I appreciate him.
Look at him, I love you, man.
Most of these big dogs, they do show you love if you're hustling too. You know what I mean? If you're not just there to take from them, but offer shit, like obviously they're trying to fucking. Oh, he's trying to work with us.
Bro, I'm just trying to get fools on here and just have conversation, man. Like, this whole fucking podcast was never about money, bro. It was always just like, let's fucking vent.
We are not making any money.
Let's fucking vent. Let's fucking get to know each other. Dude, I love these motherfuckers right here, bro.
It'd be nice to make money, but like, I always enjoyed the premise of like, when my nephew goes to college, I could be like, Nico, I have coffee tigers for you.
Like, oh, look at that.
That's your inheritance.
You're like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
The fuck's a coffee tiger?
He's like, bro, that shit ain't worth nothing.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
How much?
Pennies of the dollar.
Yeah, dude. These two are good, man.
Yeah, man.
You mean me and Jose?
We got a little fan base, man. We're going to hopefully get some shirts out soon.
Oh, like, some. Yeah, we you guys made some merch, didn't
we're
you?
We're
going to
get some stickers made soon.
We have plenty of stickers. We're working on the shirts.
Yeah, brother. Yes. Let's push this thing, man. I'm excited that I'm able to help you guys out a little bit.
Yeah, man.
In this movement right here.
I appreciate it.
I believe in you guys, man. You guys been doing this for a minute.
Bro, it's 2018, man. Remember is it was that, all shitty before?
Is that how long we've been doing it?
It was all shitty. Yeah,
August of. So I was working at Pep Boys, and then as soon as I left, I'm like, I got to do something. So Angel's all like, let's do a podcast. I'm like, I'm down. Let's do it.
I miss Jimmy, man.
Yeah, oh, that was our Jimmy. Old. That was our old team member. What do you call it? Our
white
host.
White piece of shit. That's what, it was Jimmy.
It was Jimmy. Jimmy Crockett, who went crazy and joined the military.
Love that fool. Jimmy, wherever you're at,
this New Jersey
in the Army now, bro.
He's in New Jersey.
Jimmy is in the Army. No, he was stationed in Hawaii.
Oh shit!
Last time Peter told me. Peter is his uncle.
Peter's
his
uncle. Peter Pecker. Yeah, he's Pecker. Yeah, no, Peter.
I was like, dude, good co-worker. For Jimmy. I hope he got mad pussy, bro.
Finally.
No game.
I hope he lost his virginity.
Yes. Jimmy, hope you're getting mad pussy. Whenever you want to come back on, you're more
you're
than
welcome.
Welcome to, Doug.
I will.
Fucking tripod, homie.
We'll welcome you with open arms.
Yes.
So Jimmy started coming because when we first started Coffee Tigers, like, he would hop rides with Angel to get home. And then he just happened to be in the car, so
being held hostage.
So we told him, hey, like, we're not gonna mic you up, but like, if you're gonna say something,
if you want to say something, you just reach over,
just yell.
I was like, hey, well, you don't have a choice, bro. Like, and pay me gas for the week, and then we'll get you on the show.
That's funny.
I fucking love that fool, man. He's a good kid, bro.
I want to ask all you guys separate, so I want everyone to answer individually.
Yes.
What's one of your favorite concerts you've been to?
My what?
Favorite concert you ever been to?
Bro, oh, like one of them. All day.
Yeah.
My boys right there.
What about you?
Yeah, Deftones. First concert was at the World Turn. And I'm sorry, babe, but I made out with the girl that night. And,
sweet.
2003.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I want a divorce.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was fucking dope. Like, we got some, like, it was kind of tense at the beginning because, like, people wanted to cut and they were tripping because we were letting people cut. So they were talking about we're going to start a real knife party. But, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I am not.
That,
like,
is one of the most dumbest.
That's lame.
The knife party boys. Remember those fools?
Yes.
What was that?
One of those guys stepped on me at a show. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it
was.
Slammed his foot on my foot.
So.
Not the toes.
Yeah, no, serious.
Terrible. I was wearing sandals. It was not cool.
I remember that show, though. I was there. I haven't missed this fucking Deftones show in like years, bro. Like,
yeah.
Those are my dudes right there.
So, like, I know you. I remember, like, back in there when I first met you, and I was like, damn, this was going to all the fucking shows.
It was, bro, that's what I love to do, you know? And
that's tight, though, man. A lot of people don't do that anymore.
Chino's like Mike Patton, bro. Like, he's the next Mike Patton.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, that guy's such a nice fucking dude.
Legend.
Who? Such Mac Patton nice, or no, Chino?
Mac Patton is a fucking legend, and then Chino's going to be he's on his way to legendaryism.
I think he's already there.
Yeah,
he's a living legend.
He is.
He's there, bro.
Dude, you know, here's the thing. What I like about this guy is that this guy won't stop making music. Like,
he makes fucking great music, bro.
On top of that, it's great. Like, not just like with Deftones and Crosses and Palms and Team Sleep, but when he like does like some vocals for somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything this fool touches is magical.
Puts his whole foot in it.
Yeah.
He can cover any song, bro. Like, yeah.
Bro, one time I photoshopped him on something. I'm not going to repeat what it was because I tagged him because I was like, this fool never checks his shit anyways. So I tagged him and he fucking checked it.
Wow.
And I was like, out of all the Photoshop, you had to see this one.
Was it your shittiest one or Twitter, what? Bro.
No, it was just a bad.
It was bad?
It was just bad. It was terrible. I screenshot and I sent Sean. I was like, out of all the times this motherfucker ever that fucking I tagged this motherfucker.
Sean's my boy, though.
He watched this one.
He can watch this one, bro. He can watch this one.
Yeah.
Two of his favorite hoes are on that show.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
What was your favorite show?
Well, now you said somebody else that you were making out with somebody else. Now I feel stupid saying it's the one where I met you at.
No, Sylvia, that's still good.
Sylvia decked us for saying that shit.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm sorry.
Jose and I, we met each other at the tour opener for Koino Yokan. So it was the first show of.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Shut up, liar.
I fucked up.
No take back.
Lies.
Can't take that shit back.
No take back, bro.
So I met Jose at that show. We met in line, and it was just like, you know, people say love at first sight.
Rule.
Beat bullshit, but something, it was a spark there.
I have one fucking rule.
What?
I don't bring chicks to Deftones shows or Crosser shows or anything.
Well, yeah, we didn't bring each other. We just met.
I know, that's different.
You
never bring a girl because you never know if there's another girl there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it ended up working out for
Every time I brought a girl there, it never worked out for me. I was like, damn it.
They were too busy looking at Chino or something.
They're too.
How can you compete
busy
with Chino?
Yeah, they're too fucking busy.
I think for the first Dia de los Deftones, we met up and you had a girl. And then after the show, we're walking by a restaurant and you were right there. I'm like, oh, my boy's working his magic right now.
Yeah.
Like I said, don't ever bring a girl to a Deftones show. They don't work. Don't. At least for me, don't work out. It don't work out, bro. And oh my God, there's one I fucking fumbled the ball so bad.
Tell us. You're amongst friends.
She was super hot.
Okay.
I think, you know what? It was a Crosses. It was the Crosses somewhere in Anaheim, 2014.
Okay.
She was into the Deftones. She was into Deftones and then Crosses. I was like, hey, I got an extra ticket. I didn't. I fucking bought one for fucking X amount of dollars.
You overpaid?
Yeah, I overpaid. It's all right. It's all.
It's going to a good cause.
Yeah. We had a fucking great time, and I just was like, this girl's too hot for me. Or she was like, just too good. Like, she was like, just a little like out my reach.
Just out of your league?
Yeah.
A little bit?
And she's like, I'm tired. Can I just crash out with you? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? But I was fucked up already. And so I was like, yeah, you take this part of the bed. And she like laid like half like across. And I fucking every day, every time, I don't think about it no more, but for like a year after that, I thought about it almost every day. I'm like, she wanted me to like jump on top of her because that's what it was.
Yeah.
The way she like laid out. And I was like, fucking
idiot.
You're
kicking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Took another girl another time. And she's like, swore to God that Chino fucking was trying to get at her.
Oh, my God.
But you know, it's like when Chino reaches out to people.
Yeah.
When he's singing, but he doesn't really pay attention.
Yeah. Men and women. Yeah.
And she was like, oh. And she like kind of pushed me away. Like, tag like she was single. I'm like, go ahead. I don't give a fuck. I was like, find a way home, bitch.
tell Chino to take you home.
Yeah.
You can't blame her, dog.
I know.
That's
didn't.
Chino.
No, it's Chino Moreno.
I mean, you just can't compete.
You can't.
Chino, you need to unblock Chino.
No compete.
Yeah, Angel needs to be unblocked, Chino. Please unblock. We don't know why.
Wait, what happened?
Like 10 years, bro.
What happened?
Quickly, tell
the
story.
I was like, hey, when are you supposed to get something changed, bro?
Oh, my God. That's why
bro,
you think?
I don't want to hear that shit no more. I want to hear some fucking deep-ass cuts, bro.
Dude,
some
they
deep,
have,
cool little cuts, bro.
They have to play that song, man. It paid for all their
here's
pools
the thing,
and
here's the thing,
mansions.
Though. Now it's more of a curse song.
But you know what, though?
Because TikTok made it 10 times popular than it
yes.
was.
Yes. You know what, though? Yes. When I hear it now, bro, I'm like, that's a fucking banger right there, bro. Yeah.
It is. It's a banger. Like,
solid song.
I fucking hated that shit, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But mad love for Deftones. Anything Deftones does, I'll fucking support because I love that shit.
Superman love.
Man.
Yeah.
That dude. Like,
I was so nervous.
Influenced a generation, bro. Mm.
He influenced generations now.
Yes. Yeah. Plural.
Multiples. What's it called?
You said you were nervous.
Oh, yeah. Because I met him at the Crosses show. Like, mm-hmm. I was introduced to him, actually. Not just a fan walking by and shaking his hand. And I was like, oh, fuck, this guy doesn't remember me from the Photoshop.
He's like, oh, the terrible lame.
He's like,
Photoshop.
Oh, this is a motherfucker. He literally went, he's like, this motherfucker has been Photoshopping me. I'm like, then we took a photo and he's like, you better not Photoshop nothing weird. I was like, no, we're good, y'all. We're good.
You better not.
Yeah, because like at the end of the day, like I told Sean, I'm still a fan of Sean and Chino's music. And I told him, I'm still a fan. Like, we're homies now, which is weird.
Yeah.
But I'm still a fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm an OG Far fan, bro.
Yeah.
Revolution Smile fan of Sean.
Smile, dog.
Bro. On the MySpace days, bro, I used to follow Sean. I was like, hey, this fool's going to DJ at this bar right there in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Magnolia.
On a corner bar? On the second story?
No. It used to be fucking, bro, I don't even remember the name, but like.
Doesn't matter.
He used to just DJ, you know, and I would go and I took pictures one night and I was like, hey, bro, I love Far, you know? If you guys don't know who Far is, you should look them up. Cause
yeah, do your
Sean's like, oh, you live
shit,
Far?
Dude. Oh,
all right,
yeah,
that's cool. Thanks
bro,
for coming out.
I don't live that far from
No, I love Far. Yeah, you live Far, whatever, bro. But,
I heard you the first time.
Yeah, I took some shitty pictures back when I was starting, you know? Like, I do photography a little bit.
Yeah.
And like,
you should post those.
He was always cool, bro. He always used to respond to my shit.
Sean is such a fucking down-to-earth guy, man. I love that guy so much, man.
So all the fucking success that he has right now, he fucking deserves that.
Yeah. He deserves it and more.
And exactly.
And more, man.
I've heard him say that, like, he hates you because, like, he worked so hard for his career. And, like, you show up on the scene and, like, in a year, you're, like, already doing it.
Yeah. That's how it be, playboy.
Sorry.
It's the mustache.
Hell yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Revolution Smile, they need to get back together, though. That'd be sick.
I think I saw him post something about, like, not them, but him having some side music he's going to release.
Okay.
So I'm excited for it. By the way, this is why I love him so much. He gave me a song track for my Murdoch horror podcast.
Shut up.
And I was recording some horror podcast with the homie. And then
was he like, I was gonna wipe my ass with this, but you can have it.
Yeah.
I was totally jerking off when I did this.
Dude, that thing is, that track is a banger, bro.
Oh, it's stop.
No. I'm just saying
that. Oh, no. We got a few times. That thing is a banger, bro. I was like, damn. He sent me a few tracks. I'm like, no, I just picked the first one. I was like, that's good enough for me. And now that I'm listening back to that track, it's actually a song that's on the Crosses thing, but different.
Ooh.
Like a B-side or?
Like a B-side style.
Or like a demo?
Yeah, like it's like a demo of it.
And what if he came up to you and he's all like, I'm going to need that bag.
I'm going
to
give it straight back. That's his, man.
Hey, low key, he's a horrible driver, though. I was scared as fuck. I was like, yeah, jam, bro.
Fun fact.
This was like, bro, check this track out. I'm like, oh, shit. Watch
keep your eyes on the road.
hey, one time I was going to go see Deftones live in Vegas.
Oh, man.
And I was somewhere in the mid of fucking nowhere. Bumfuck
nowhere.
Wait,
which store? Was it the Gojira one or was it
the Gojira one? Yeah.
Fuck, fool. Gojira's so hard.
Yeah. So I was driving to Vegas on the 15. And I'm driving. I was like, oh, look at this Tesla. And I look over and it's Sean Lopez.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what the hell? And he's with his dad.
Uh-huh.
I was like, who the hell is mom? I was like, who's his senior? Who's his senior next to him? And then his dad looks at me. And I just waved at him, and he just, like, waves at me. And I was like, call your son. And he's like, huh? I was like, call your son. And he tapped Sean. He's like, hey, some crazy weird, guy's next
some
to you.
Some weird Mexican.
Like some
and I just,
weird brown
I just,
beaner. Is
like, I just like waved.
Car down.
Does this guy cut your grass? Or
yeah.
Is this your gardener?
It's kind of a weird spot to give you a lawn maintenance. No, he pointed at Sean. Barber? Like, Sean looked over, and he looked over twice. So what the fuck? And I was like, just gave him, like, the thumbs up or whatever. And I just took off.
Oh, then, look at you.
His Tesla was way faster than my car. But it was what else, like, what else are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, just stay at the same speed limit? That's so awkward, dude. So next to someone you know.
You just start peeling
so I just
out.
Fucking took off. But yeah, such a shout out to Sean, man. That guy's shown me a lot of love.
Shout out Slopes.
Mad love to Slopes.
Slopes on Instagram or Twitter. I don't know. One of the two.
So we're at the point of the podcast where we have to say goodbye.
We got to wrap it up, yep. Everybody. Sorry.
Yeah, we're trying this 30-minute thing now.
Yeah, we're trying to shorten it down. Anyways, when we used to do 2 hours, we would talk about, like, just the most random shit. Yeah, like our bowel movements and shit.
That's funny.
Bro, I took like 3 shits today, bro.
See what I mean?
She was impressive. Yeah,
there we go.
She was impressive, bro.
That's for the old school fans.
That's like,
goddamn.
Oh, that's shout out to
like
the OGs.
The OGs.
The OGs. The 2%ers.
Here for the BMs.
I think I told Angel one time that I took a tough shit and on the way out, it took out all of my hemorrhoids.
Oh, my God. My God.
And it was like Kool-Aid. Anyways, my podcast handle is only period forever 85. The podcast is at Coffee Tigers Podcast. Angel.
I don't have Instagram anymore, but you can find me on TikTok, but I don't really post anything. I'm not used to that shit.
Is that the Coffee Tigers TikTok?
The Coffee Tigers 1-2 is Coffee Tigers.
Okay.
So, you know, just follow us, show some love or whatever.
Sylvia?
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter or X, whatever the fuck it's called now. It's at Silver in a Coma, all one word.
Hey, what's our email?
Hey, your boy Diddy is fucking up, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about my joke account. I have at Diddy Whispers.
That dude is fucking dwarf.
Diddy Whispers. Diddy Whispers.
Exactly. Every time I hear Puff Daddy or P. Diddy whisper in a song, I will tweet that out. And there you go. Enjoy. Yeah, bad boy.
And our email is fucking coffeetuggerspodcast@gmail.com, I think.
Yeah, because like I've shouted out my personal Instagram like a million times and like no one ever hits me up.
You never know, man. You
me
never
either,
know. Here's the thing. You never know. You never know what video or audio is going to go viral. But now that you have video, it might work in your favor.
Yeah, look at me.
People are not going to follow us because of how we look. Like, dude, that fool looks like a
fucking
idiot.
Bunch of fucking leprechaun looking motherfuckers. We're here for the pot of gold or your likes.
Yeah, all these fucking TikTok barbers hit me up. I need a free dude, man. Let's go.
Free haircut.
Can't afford $60, bro. Right now.
Ace,
your handles.
You can follow me on Murdoch Comedy on Instagram or Ace Murdoch on TikTok and YouTube.
Awesome.
This has been another riveting episode of Coffee Tigers. Thank you for listening. And we're out.
Thank you
very much. Bye.
Fuck. Bye.